It's Friday night. It's the preview show. It's the No Nay Never podcast.
Hello and welcome to the preview show brought to you by the No Nay Never podcast. Now, I am ever as your sideshow, Natalie Bromley, but joining me this week is the main man himself, our headliner of the preview show, Statman Dave, Dave Roberts. Good evening.
Good evening, Natalie. Good evening, listeners. Are you well today?
Yeah, I'm a bit under the weather, but we're going to get through this podcast because this is my favourite show of the week. Don't tell the main panellists this. But yeah, I do love recording the preview show, so I wanted to make sure that I dosed myself up with some medicine and came on to do this. And we are going to be looking this week at the small matter of Aston Villa away. Another Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff, this time at Villa Park. But before we get into that, we've got the small matter of a quiz question to answer now. Last week, when we were previewing Norwich at home, we asked the following question. Burnley's first £1 million signing made his debut for the Claretts in a 2-0 win against Norwich City at Turf Moor in November 2000. But can you name that player? Come on, Dave, who was it?
Well, the correct answer was, of course, Ian Moore. He joined Burnley from Stockport County with that £1 million price tag. And we did have a correct answer on Twitter. Rob Thomas gave us the correct answer. And I believe that we had a correct answer on our group as well.
We did, yes. Tom Claret Tom always gets it right.
And you knew as well. You knew as well last week.
I did. So you remember from last week, didn't I?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I excitedly said, I know this. And I didn't cheat. I didn't scroll down the sheet. And as soon as we went stopped recording, I said to Dave, I was like, it's Ian Moore. He said, yes, exactly, you're right. We also had another couple of correct answers through direct messages on Twitter. Peter Jones correctly answered Ian Moore, as did, forgive me, I don't know your name, but Bean and Bubble. I love that Twitter handle. That's fantastic. Bean and Bubble also gave the right answer. So congratulations. I think we've gone a little bit too far the other way, though. If I'm getting quiz questions right, Dave, I think we need to
make it too easy.
So let's see, obviously, later on what this one is.
Opposition stats.
So let's move right into this week's show. Dave, Villa away. Who are they? Tell us who our opposition is.
Yeah, well, Aston Villa Football Club was founded way back in 1874, long before Burnley had even been thought of as a football club. And they'd also won their first FA Cup in 1887, prior to becoming one of the 12 founder members of the Football League, along with Burnley, in 1888.
Any nicknames?
Villa or the Villains are the most commonly used nicknames, although they have occasionally been referred to as the Lions. That's due to the presence of a lion on their club crest.
Literally never, ever heard Villa be called the Lions.
No.
What about their ground, Dave? Capacity? Where do they play?
Villa Park is their ground. It's got a current capacity of just over 42,000. And Burnley fans were given an initial allocation of 1,500 in the away end. I think there was an option to increase that, but I don't know whether that kicked in or not. But that was what was announced when the ticket allocation notice came out from the ticket office a week or two ago.
And all-time goal scorer?
Billy Walker scored 244 times for Aston Villa. That was in 531 appearances. But that's going way back between 1919 and 1933. And when we just look at the matches against Burnley, Jack Devy, who was a forward for Aston Villa even before that, way back in 1891 to 1902, and he actually scored 13 goals in matches between the two teams, which is right up there. I don't think there's many players who've scored more than that in matches against Burnley.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. What about the heaviest Burnley defeat?
Oh, this was a tough day for Burnley. We're going back a few years on this one. The heaviest defeat on our travels play Aston Villa was a 10-0 loss, would you believe, in August 1925. There was sort of mitigating circumstances on this. The Football League had just amended their offside rule from requiring two players to be behind the attacking player instead of three. I think the Burnley defence clearly needed some extra practice getting used to the change, and we conceded 10 goals that day, and it was one that's well worth forgetting.
Yeah, definitely. That's not pleasant. What about the biggest Burnley win then?
Well, we had a couple by three goals. We had a 3-0 win way back in 1897, but goals from Keith Newton, Jeff Nulty and Billy Ingham provide another 3-0 win, and that was in January 1973. That was the other 3-0 win we've had. We've just had the two wins by three goals in the past.
Okay, and what about Burnley's last win then?
Yeah, actually, the last time we played them, right at the end of the 2014-15 season, Burnley had already been relegated. A solitary goal from Danny Ings gave Burnley a 1-0 win at Villa Park right at the end of the season.
Oh, Danny. Obviously, we don't have last season's meeting to look at, same as we did with Norwich last week. This is Villa's first season back up in the Premier League after a small absence away. So we will go straight back on to then their current manager, please.
Yeah, Villa's current manager is Dean Smith. He was actually born in West Bromwich, so not too far away, the city of one of their rivals, back in 1971. He's 48 years of age. After taking over in October 2018, he led the club to a fifth place finish in last season's championship table and victory over Derby County in the playoff final.
And what about some head-to-head stats then, please?
Yeah, looking back, we've played Villa quite a lot going back. They've obviously been around since the very start in the Football League, but we have kind of missed them now and again. We've played 57 times at Aston Villa, with just 9 wins, 14 draws and 34 losses. And for top flight away games, which is most of them, we played 46, we've won 7, drawn 10 and lost 29.
They are not pretty stats.
Not good.
34 losses and 24 losses. That's horrible. Oh, well, we'll put that to bed on Saturday. Okay, Dave, what about players who've played for both teams then?
Yeah, well, there's a few from Burnley's current squad. Phil Bardsley played for Aston Villa, and Matt Lowton and Ashley Westwood came to Burnley from Aston Villa. They're all former Villa players. And let's not forget former Burnley captain Tom Heaton, who will most likely start for Aston Villa on Saturday. Going further back, some of the other names to play for both teams include Doug Winton, Andy Lockhead, Tony Morley, Adrian Heath, Joey Goodjohnson, and also Gary Cahill.
Oh, Adrian Heath's Claret and Blow. I mean, I remember that song. Adrian Heath's Claret and Blow. And then finally, who's the man in the middle, Dave? Who is the referee?
We've got Lee Mason in charge of the match on Saturday afternoon, and Martin Atkinson's the man who's back in the VAR studio looking for marginal offsides and absolutely not overruling any potential penalty decisions. Lee Mason's first ever match involving Burnley was way back in 2007 at Turf Moor. It didn't make a good start. He failed to give a blatant penalty and a red card against Preston North End's Matt Hill when he handled on the line in the second minute. And he later reduced Burnley to 9 men with a couple of sendings off later in the match. But Burnley have won 5 of his 15 previous matches in charge. And although he didn't referee any of our matches last season, he was the referee in charge of our 3-0 win over West Ham United at the London Stadium in March 2018.
Excellent. Well, I know you, Dave Roberts, and I know that that's not all you've got up your sleeve. So why don't you delve into the stat bank of Statman Dave and give us your miscellaneous stat of the week.
Okay, this week's stat of the week is regarding top scorers. We've also already mentioned Aston Villa's top scorer in matches against Burnley. But flipping that over and looking at Burnley's top scorers against Aston Villa, it's actually Andy Lockhead. He scored 8 times in matches between the two sides in the 1960s. But all of those 8 goals were in matches at Turf Moor. He was never able to net in a Villa-Burnley game at Villa Park. And that includes when he went on to play for Aston Villa later in his career. When we're looking at players who scored the most goals in games against Aston Villa, it's actually a joint... two players joint with 3 goals each. That's Claude Lambie, which is going back a lot of years, and also Harry Potts, who went on to become a legendary Burnley manager. So they are the two players who were Burnley's top scorers in matches played against Aston Villa.
Excellent stuff. Well, there you go, listeners. That is all you need to know about this weekend's coming fixture away at Villa Park. Yeah! Well, this is usually the part in the show where we get an opposition fan of the week on, but we've not got another one again. What is it about these newly promoted sides? They're far too busy to talk to the likes of us. But we will steep. I can't speak. Dave, we will keep plugging away.
That's easy for you to say.
And trying to get somebody on. It's not that easy for me to say. Listeners, I'm sorry, that was not the most slick of links that I've ever recorded. No, we will keep plugging away and getting our fans on. And like I say, some clubs are easier to get a representative from than others. But hopefully next week we will be back with an opposition view of the week as well as the start of the week.
Fantasy Premier League update.
So let's move on then and look at the second half of the preview show, which considers the coveted and highly respected Known and Ever Fantasy Premier League. We run this league every year on the Premier League's official fantasy football site. And Dave, you have all of the basically shakers and movers from the last week for us.
Yes, and we've got a new leader at the top of the table. Gemma James has stormed to the top of the Known and Ever Fantasy Premier League table following this weekend's matches. Her team, creatively named ABCDE FC, is on 392 points and is just 1 point ahead of Rob Greenwood's team, Ospina Collada, who we mentioned in previous podcasts. The only manager in our league to pick up 100 points last week is a climber to joint third place. That's Michael Freeman's team up the Clarets, which has 384 points overall. And that's level in third equal with Tall Paul, whose team is also called Tall Paul. I guess it's Paul who's tall.
I think that's probably a very good guess. Well, as is becoming customary in this weekly update, I'm doing rubbish. I'm still stuck in 161 out of 163. Dave, whereabouts are you in the league?
I had a better week. I think I had 63 points last week, but I only went up two places. But I've made a couple of transfers as well. So I'm heading for a leap, I think, next week. I'm going to go up the table.
I'm going to do the same. I'm going to change mine. In terms of team Known and Ever, our boy Richard Steele still leads the team himself. He is currently in 26th place. 62 points as well last week. Puts him on 352 points. I can't see who's directly behind him, actually. I think there is now a bit of a gap between him and whoever is in.
George was up there, wasn't he?
Yeah, George overtook him last week, but he seems to have dropped down the list. There's not a very good filter place that we can see. Richard Steele is definitely leading it anyway. And I'm doing rubbish, so never mind. What about the dream team, Dave? Who's been doing well in terms of the actual players?
Well, we got a Burnley player in there this week. I think we had Ashley Barnes in week one. We haven't had any Burnley players in the weeks in between. But Chris Wood scored two goals, along with three bonus points, which earned him a place in this week's Dream Team. Who knew that there were bonus points in FPL? I certainly didn't.
What was that for?
I had no idea. Maybe someone can tweet us and let us know, because I've not got a clue. I'll take the points, though. I was glad to get the three extra points for that.
Good.
And it's a well-deserved reward, really, for all the managers who stuck with him since game week one. Because obviously Ashley Barnes was scoring the goals and getting the points. And Chris Wood came good last week and not only got the goals for us, but got the points for the managers in the FPL. Elsewhere, it's fair to say that Manchester City's players did rather well in terms of the Dream Team, taking 5 of the 11 places available following their 8-0 mauling of Watford.
Good stuff. Well, we will continue to collate all the relevant updates for our next preview show. But before then, do remember to use your transfers wisely and make your team selection carefully. You'll remember the advice from our Southampton fan in the first preview show of the season where he told you to be tactic, something that I have not particularly taken heed of.
Statman Dave's quiz question.
So we leave this week's preview show with our quiz question. We've got a brand new question for you this week to test you and test the listeners' knowledge of all things claret and blue. Dave Roberts, what is this week's quiz question?
Okay, this week's quiz question is, Ashley Westwood was in Aston Villa's starting 11 for Burnley's last visit to Villa Park in May 2015, which we've already mentioned earlier. but only two players from Burnley's starting 11 are still at the club. Can you name them both?
Ashley Westwood was in Aston Villa's starting 11 for Burnley's last visit to Villa Park in May 2015, but only two players from Burnley's starting 11 are still at the club. Can you name them both? I can name one of them.
Yeah, well, it's... I think if people think about it, they'll be able to work it out. And also, if you need some help, just on this one as well, the Burnley stats page, which I created, has been updated to include details of all Burnley's team lineups for all post-war league matches. That's over 3,000 matches in total.
Wow.
So if you are struggling, you can go on there and take a look at that information. The short link for that is bit, that's bit.ly/Burnley stats, and that's all in lowercase.
Excellent. Well, please do tweet us your answers to No Nay Never. That's at No Nay Never. You can also post it on our Facebook page if you head over there and look for us. Or you can send us an email to podcast@nonaynever.net. We will read out the correct answer at the start of our next preview show and let you know who did very well. So that is all we have time for this week. My thanks as ever go to Statman Dave for his incredible hard work he does behind the scenes to put together all of the information for the preview show, and of course to producer Matt, who knits all this together and publishes it for us. Godspeed to all travelling Clarets who are making their way down to Villa Park. Have a safe journey, enjoy the game, and cheer our boys on to victory. We will be back with the main show on Tuesday, analysing that game and having a look at the talking points of the week. And Dave and I will be back next week, as usual, on Friday with the next edition of the preview show. This has been the preview show, brought to you by the No Nay Never podcast. Until next time.